Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden update. With still warm days and breezy fall weather, this is a glorious time to be out in the garden. Go to southcoastbotanicgarden.org to reserve tickets for a garden or a soar visit, and maybe join the garden, which would mean that you would not need reservations for a weekday visit. Please, the CDC recommends that you wear your mask if you are not yet COVID-19 vaccinated. Another benefit of membership is a discount on your GLOW tickets. They've gone on sale to the general public now, but this is really the time to reserve your tickets for the best date and time availability. This time of year, the winter colors are really beginning to show, and the strawberry tree is a great example. Right at the end of the entry walkway on the left side as you enter Palm Circle is a lovely example of the strawberry tree. It is obvious that these trees are aptly named. When you see the fruit, as it ripens, it turns a very, very red color. And while the fruit may not be very tasty, it is edible. These trees can be grown multi-branched, but are slow growing and only get to about 15 feet tall. With a gnarled and twisty trunk, the peeling bark, and the year-round color, these strawberry trees make excellent specimen trees for your garden. As this is the haunting season, even the garden has a few haunted spots. There's a castle at the koi pond. Get a map when you enter the garden and see if you can find all the haunted spots in the garden. If you head into the garden by walking past the soar butterfly exhibit, you'll see that this wonderful warm weather has brought out the beautiful snapdragons that have been planted in the geometric garden beds. It was just 2 weeks ago that we looked at the lion's tail planted in these beds, and the snapdragons did not even have flower buds yet, but now they are lovely, and this is a great photo spot. Also in the area of the geometric garden beds is a very large cherimoya tree. These trees are native to the tropical and subtropical areas of the world and do best at higher altitudes. They are also known as custard apple because of the creamy nature of the fruit. However, we don't often see much fruit on these trees as the flowers on the cherimoya are both male and female, but not at the same time. Botanists are unsure about what insect pollinators, and so the farmers sometimes need to pollinate by hand. If you look closely, you can find a large fruit or two in our tree. In the lower meadow, you can see some really colorful Mexican salvia. The bright green and purple flowers are really a beautiful spot of color in the garden this time of year, and since salvia is a perennial, these plants will thrive year after year. Also showing signs of the season are the toyon plants in the formal rose garden. The toyon plants thrive throughout the garden, and this is the time of year that the berries begin to ripen. These continue to ripen throughout the fall and winter holiday season and make a real feast for the mockingbirds. A wonderful contrast in color and texture to the toyon in the rose garden is a nice patch of mountain penstemon. The gray-green foliage and hot tangerine-colored flowers can really spruce up a garden preparing for winter downtime. And just a note, don't confuse the toyon with the pyracantha bushes that also have ripening berries this time of year. There are beautiful pyracantha bushes along Tram Road just before you get to Arizona Crossing. We hope you enjoy your visit to the garden. Please check back with us to get current updates.